Bar Shavuos. I want to speak about Amelus Batorah. See if maybe if it's part of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. It should be relatively straightforward. Just Mekoros about Amelus Batorah. If there is a Mila, what is the Mila? Different maybe Ukimtas of which it's Nogeya. What the Schar is. What the hefset is if you don't do it. Just a little bit of background about Amelus Batorah. So, just to start off, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tesmu Beis and Chelek, which is a very funny Gemara. Quotes Adam L'Omel Yulod. A person was born to be Omel. Kol Adam L'Omel Nirva Shenemar Ki Adam L'Omel Yulod. Gemara says, Ein Yodeya Im L'Omel He Nivra Im L'Omel Malacha Nivra. I don't know if Yamelus is to speak or to do Malacha. Kishehu Omer Ki Akaf Alav Pihu. When the Pasuk says that you force your mouth to be choser on something, so it's talk. So then Amelus refers to Pe, not to Malacha. Havi Omer L'Omel Pe. Still, I don't know if the person was born for Torah or for Masicha, talking. Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk in Yeshua says, Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Hazemi Picha, not to leave the Torah from your mouth. Havi Omer La Amel Torah Nivra. Okay. So, Kasha on the Gemara is obvious. Why is there a Havmiya that person will be born for Malacha or for Amel Sicha? You need to say, bring these rayas from other psukim that l'amel Torah nivra. So I saw two pshatim, and I'll say my pshat that I thought of. First pshat I saw is that it's never, the needle in the Gemara is not regarding the tachlis of why was a person born. It's referring to the gzeira of Adam L'amel Yulod. There's a gzeira out there on the same way you have v'zeyas apecha teicha lechem. You also have a person who was born to do amelos. So, on that, the Gemara wants to know, does it have to be in this guy in Kipshuto, Davka through Malacha, or not? And the Gemara's maskana is that even through Amelus Batorah, you can have a get out of jail free card to get around that Gzeira, and you could be Yotze, that which there's a Gzeira to do Malacha, Kilu. You can be yotze with that through Amelus Batorah. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. And then, and we do find a kesher between somebody who does, who's Amel Batorah, is patras himself from Amelus of Malacha. Mishnah Novos, Paragimel Mishnah Hey, Kol HaMekabel Olav Ol Torah, Ma'avirim Mimenu Ol Malchus, Fi Ol Derech Eretz. V'chein Lehefech, the Mishnah says there. So, if you take upon yourself all Torah, which Bipashtus is not Stam reading, but all Torah is Be'amelus, so it's taken away from you the all of Derech Eretz. Okay, other Gemaras, also there is a connection between Torah and take away Malacha, that Mekor is the strongest Mekor. The Chavetz Chaim, in... So I'll address that in a second, and there's a lot of theories about it, but this is just, it could be machlokas within different tanoim, and there's machlokas rishonim about it. This is one tana here. The Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam, in Perek Tes, addresses the issue of the Gemara, and says, it's never pasha that everyone was created and born for Kvod Hashem, and his tafkid is to be miskaber al Yitzro, miskaber on his teva. And the Gemara wants, to know what type of Kvod Hashem do you have to be Omel in. So Malacha doesn't mean Malacha Mamish when the Gemara asks Malacha. The Gemara means Melechas Mitzvah. Can I be Yotze with Kvod Hashem through Melechas Mitzvah? So it says no. And then it says maybe Sicha. So what's Sicha? Sicha Shal Mitzvah. Just to talk about how to do the Mitzvah. It says, hey, are you going to be mafresh challah today? How are you going to be mafresh challah? On that we say no, this different mandrega of Amelus Batorah. Now, so those are the two pshatim over the Gemara. I thought maybe a pshat could be melacha echvesnish. Maybe melacha just means, you know, in that Gemara with Rabbi Shmuel and Shem Bar Yochai in Brachos Lamed Hey Amud Beis with the machlokas, there's Rabbi Shmuel says v'yasata tekanecha is mamish, and the Gemara brings the same pasuk that we have in this Gemara of yochol lo yambush sefer Torah zayin picha dvarim kekisva, and maybe I should take it literally that you should learn all the time and not work. Tamalom v'yasata tekanecha hanheg b'hem derech eretz. So it's a shaila, what does it mean hanheg b'hem derech eretz? Famous shitas that hanheg b'hem derech eretz doesn't mean just this or just that. It means whether you should always have learning on your mind while working, or you only work as much as necessary. What's not coded as often, though, is Tosos HaRosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Elchanan argues on it, but Rabbeinu Tam says the Iker is Malacha, not Torah. And he brings Raya, I don't think from here, Hanheg Ben Derech Eretz, but Torah Im Derech Eretz, whatever it is, Derech Eretz is the Iker, and Torah is Tafel. And Rabbeinu Elchanan brings his Chole. If there's a tzad, certainly in Rabbi Shmuel, that Malacha is the Iker, I'm not saying what the Hesper is, but you could say that there could be a Hamina that the person was Nivra Lamo Malacha. Then, yeah, it could be, yeah. But the Iker Nekuda, whatever the pshat is, yeah, possibly. If I finish. There are Makoros that pass Negrishim and Yechai also. It's Thira had to learn the Rambam, the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, but the Iker Nekuda I want to say is maybe you could say when the Gemara is Mesupik about La'amal Torah or La'amal Sicha, maybe Sicha means also Sicha B'Torah, but Sicha is a lower darga than La'amal B'Torah. Even though we are darshaning the words La'amal, Sicha maybe just means that if I were to go my whole life just by doing Tehillim or Shnayim Mikra, whatever it is, and that's Amelus Besicha, my mouth is keep moving, and it's within the world of Divrei Torah, maybe that should be enough. On that Lo Yomush, that I can't leave the Torah from my mouth, is a different madrega of Omek. Whether that's true or not, after that's one example of where Amelus is, if that's Pshat Gemara, after that's one example where Amelus is a higher madrega. But now to the other pshatim. It's famous Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim, one of the Dolei Achronim, Simen Samech Zayin, Simen Samech Ches. He asked the Kasha, which is asked by many, many people. Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel. Mikan Samchu Shel Beis Rebbe Shemevatlin Talmud Torah Uboin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Beis Rebbe will be Mevatl Talmud Torah and go to hear Megillah. Everybody asks, I don't understand. Megillah also is Talmud Torah, so what's the big deal? Many, many answers. Beis Ephraim says not all learning is the same. He says that if you're learning Be'iyun and you choose to learn B'limud Kal, it's not the same quality of learning, or you choose Nach over Mishnayos Gemara, or his example there, that's considered Bittul Torah. And I can catch Bittul Torah, and this is brought B'Shem Rav Chaim as well. That's Pshat the Gemara. That the Chiddush is, even though Megillah is a lower madrega of Talmud Torah, because it's Nach, and it's just you're not being Osik and Toreach and Omel in it. Afal Pichein, because of it's this man Megillah, and Gemara really gets it from a pasuk. Then it's why you're Mevatel. If you have a kasha, please. Gemara, there's a few other examples.
The fact is that you're going to have to know the basis of the entire Tanakh and Mishnayos before you start Gemara, like that type of thing? Or
not getting involved over Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, but there's different madrigas of Talmud Torah. I'm just saying, we're not addressing with how much the person knows ahead of time or not. Just tell me, you have two things in front of you. It's more important to learn, if you have the ability to learn B'Iyun, and say nichlal in that, you could also look up the psukim enach, whatever it is, then it's pitul Torah to go and start your Shnai Mikra Seder. Gemara in Brachos Daf Yudam Abayz. Godol hakorei kriyashma be'onasa yoser me'ha'osek betorah. Gemara says it's a greater thing to read kriyashma at the right time than to be osek betorah. Again, lashon osek betorah. Gemara brings says, what's the raya? Since the Mishnah says hakorei mikan ve'elach. If you read after the zman, it's kikorei betorah. Michlal dekorei be'onasa adif. That would imply that to read Kriya Shema Bizmano is greater than Kori B'Torah. That's the Gemara's Raya, and the Gemara says it's greater. Again here, the same kasha is asked by the Rishonim. I don't understand. I don't need an Amora to tell me this. This is Davar Pashat, that Kori Kriya Shema Be'onasa is Gedola Mitama Torah. It's 2 versus 1. Kriya Shema has the Mila of Kriya Shema, and it's also Kori B'Torah. Osek B'Torah is Kikorei B'Torah, so it's Davar Pashat. So, Zlok D'Rash, Zlok D'Meiri, so they say we're talking about Torah, Misha Torah, so Umnaso, and it's not just Korei, it's Shona.
What's
Umnaso? Torah Umnaso is they learn 24/7. They don't even have to daven, they could just keep learning. They're not Masik, they're learning for davening. Kriya Shema is a Shiloh. But yeah, so Alderech Zeh, that's the Pshat. Even if it's not Torah Som Nosa L'chor, you can say Pshat Gemara is Gadol HaKor Kriya Shema Be'onosa Yosem Me'osik B'Torah, because even if Kriya Shema is Nechshav Kikori B'Torah, but it's just reading the words. And granted, you're having Kavan in the words, but it's not like being Osik B'Torah, which is a different Madrega. And that you need the Chiddush of Kriya Shema Be'onosa is greater than Kori B'Torah. A third example, Shabbos Daf Yudam Al Aleph. Gemara says that Rav Chista v'Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, they were both Dayanim, and they were sitting in din all day. And have a kacholish li bayu. So there's 2 pshatim what it means that kacholish li bayu. Either the second pshat Rashi brings is that they weren't eating much and they were weak. The other pshat Rashi brings, the first pshat Rashi brings, is that they really should be chalish datayu. Rashi says is that they were mitzdayer shelo osku oso hayom b'torah. So here also, Achronim ask that passing the din is considered Torah. Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav Aleph says mefurish. Passing the din and passing bezdin, giving mamon lezev, changing it from Reuven's hand to Shimon or whatever. Gemara says in Brachos Daf Vav Aleph that that's called Torah. So here also, Lechora, say the pshat is that the Chalisha Sadas came about because they didn't have the mile of being Omel V'Torach B'Torah.
This is another pshat that over there really was only done for like 1 hour.
So the Gemara answers, that a different Amora said to them, don't worry because Shah Achas is Ki'ilu Kolator is Ki'ilu Yerdam Kolyom. So you have to know what that answer is. It's not clear according to Pshat what that answer is. If he was telling them Hanami, then that Pshat's not going to work. If he meant you don't have to, why are you downing all day? Just do 1 hour and you'll be Yotze your dins and you'll have time just to learn. Get Levi, it's outside Levi. Get maybe. Yeah. So then it's good shots though. Yeah. Fine. In terms of the essence of Amelas B'Torah, so Rashi and Brachos Vavam Abayz. The Gemara says for different things you get different schar for different things. So Igrit Deshmaisa Svara. So the schar for learning is Igor Deshmaisa is the svara. So what does it mean? How do you say svara? What does it mean? So Rashi says here, shehu yiga v'toreyach u'mechashev lahavin ta'amo shel davar. Again, shehu yiga v'toreyach u'mechashev lahavin ta'amo shel davar. The schar of learning is to be toreyach and to figure out what the reason is behind the topic that you're learning. Now, it's not clear if the schar is
the Iker, or it could be just the Hecha Timtza. The Moshe of the Gemara there says that to run to a drasha, the schar is the running. So no one's going to tell you the Iker is the running and not... No one's going to tell you Iker is the running and not the drasha. So here also, it's not clear that the schar itself, of this, that the svara is the Iker Nikuda here. However, in describing what svara is, he says, Sheyiga v'torech u'mechashiv lahavin tamo shel davar. It doesn't, it's not mashma that the whole thing is just a Hecha Timtza for the limud. It doesn't sound like it's just the whole reason you should be misyageya v'torech u'mechashiv is to be able to get the pshat. But sir, you don't get the pshat, so you don't get the schar. It's mashma that the etzem yegiya and the tircha, which of course is not stam to do math or whatever, but the thing you're doing it is for lahavin tamo shel davar. But that etzem tircha, that amelus itself is what gives you the schar. So even though from this Rashi it's not clear that it's more than schar, that it's the ikar mitzvah, it could be just the hechsher mitzvah, and maybe you get schar for the hechsher mitzvah, but the in Sefer Yirei, in Siman Reish Nun Daled, when he brings the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he quotes amelus in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says, "V'ma'atem osam sheyilmadu v'sheye'amuba." He quotes amelus as a chelek of Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos, the last Mishnah of the fifth Perek, Ben Hehei Omer Lefum Tzara Agra. So Rambam says, Lefi Shir Yigiyoscha Betorah Yeheischarcha. As much as you are Misyageya Betorah, that's how much your schar will be. So again, here it's only referring to schar, but the interesting point is that it's lav davka kefi your havana. It's lav davka if you were masik aliba de hilchasa. As long as you are misyageya, the more you're misyageya, the more schar you have. So again, that only makes sense. Lechora makes sense if yigiya and amelus is a chelek of the etzem mitzvah. Of course, I forgot to point out in the beginning, you see just the most obvious makor of that it stands in its own categories, and b'chukasayis helechu, shetiyu amelim b'torah, that there's a madrega called melas b'torah from b'chukasayis helechu. Now, if we say that this is a chelik of the mitzvah, and not just the hechsher, so first of all, we understand the pasuk Adam la'omel yulad, because it's hard to imagine that a person would be born just for a hechsher mitzvah, just for Hecha Timtza to be mekabel Torah. In the etzem pasuk of Adam la'omel yulad, it's mashma that amelus is an ikar zach, and it's a chelik of a Talmud Torah. The maisa with the gra that the malachim offered him to learn. To teach him Torah, and he said, I don't want to get it from you. I davka want a derech amelus. Again, the gra was makbid that to be mekabel Torah is a chisaron if you could get it, but derech amelus. Maybe this would be a pshat. This is epis achidish in b'chukosai teilecha. I don't know if Mepharshim speak about it, but the pasuk is calling amelus b'torah a chok. What's pshat that amelus b'torah is a chuk? It's something we don't understand to be amelus b'torah. So l'chor the teretz is that pia pashtus amelus b'torah is tachidish. What's the inyan that we should davka be ma'amik b'torah? That's not kosher to the mitzvah of limud ha'torah. To understand it, give me an IV, stick it right to my veins. Give me nowadays, maybe we're a few years off from getting a disc chip in our brains, and we'll get all the Torah. Al derech the gra. L'chora, what's the pshat that's dafka derech amelus? So, and we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, Gemara Nedarim, Umi Matan Nachliel.
this is the wrong one. This is the one wrong one to do this.
Send recording.
Moshe Rabbeinu all 40 days learned Torah, understood it, and or didn't understand it, and then in the end he got it as a matana. So the Amelus was not kosher to his being mekabel the Torah. Famous pshat, the Gemara Megillah, Vigata Matzata, Tamin, it's Lashon Mitzia. If you were Mitziageya, then you'll be Zocha to get the Torah as a Mitzia. So once the Kabbalah's HaTorah is, if it comes to you as a Mitzia, it's not kosher to the Yegia. So what is this nekuda? This such a strange nekuda that as long as you're amel, so you'll get the pshat as a matana. It's like anim mokomecha ashir mokomacher. You worked on something for pshat for such a long time, and now only when you come into a different sugya, you happen to see a new nekuda in it. Why does it work that way? Why is amelus itself is not what gives you the zechus to get the pshat immediately? So I'm not going to say a pshat because efshar that's pshat. Efshar that is the pshat. Efshar taka achok. The lashon by para aduma is not the zos chukas hapara. We spoke about this back then. Beis Halevi says a different pshat, but efshar now we could say v'zos chukas hatorah. Beis Halevi talks about how every mitzvah really is a chok. You can't be dorish time of the craw and say I'll do it, I won't do it. But zos chukas hatorah efshar. The Indian davka of Amelus Betorah is a chok. And this is davka, of course, Betorah Shabbat Peh, not Betorah Shbechtav. Torah Shbechtav is, you know, as straightforward as it is, what it is. But the extra schar, kefi the yegia and the Amelus, is davka in Torah Shabbat Peh. Now that Rambam in Perish Mishnayos by Lefum Tzara Agra, after he says Lefishir Yigiyoscha Betorah Yehescharcha, he's mamshech and says, the Umru Shalo Yiskayim Min Halimud Elamasha Nilmud Biyagia. The only thing that will stick with you in learning is that which you learn through hard work and through reaching for it. The Omel. Aval Kriya Mitoch Tainug Vishalva, somebody who learns Torah out of Tainug. He has his food and drinks and his entertainment by him. Bishalva, and he's at peace. Ena miskayemes ve'en ba toeles. The Torah won't be miskayem, and there is no gain in doing such a thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is famous, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, which pretty much says the same thing. Of pas melach tocha mayim surat tishta, ein divrei Torah miskayem. This is the only way it's going to be miskayem with pas melach tocha mayim surat tishta. If you're not doing anything on Shavuos and you're looking for something to pass the time with, Nilin Dioma, besides for the Gemara is about Talmud Torah, you can open up a Rambam and Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and you'll see there the Rambam describes the whole Perek of somebody who wants to be Kona Keser Torah, and the crown of Torah. Look at Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Al Derech Zeh, of this Chisaron, this Hefzed of not being Amal B'Torah, but rather doing it mitoch tanuk v'shava, is one of the most famous tazes. Taz is kedai to know. Taz and simen mem zayin or achayim. So he's coming. He's even though in general he says pshatim in halacha, here he says a pshat in the Gemara, and at the end of it he says I brought this even though it's not nothing to do with ikar halacha, but I think it's a good pshat. I think it's pshat in the Gemara that Torah brought. So I brought it. The Gemara in the Dorim that Amal of the Ha'aretz, why lose Eretz Yisrael? Shelo berchu Torah b'tchila. Famous Gemara. We don't have Eretz Yisrael because we didn't berchu Torah b'tchila. So Taz says a lot of things here, and he says that Lemaisa they did not get punished for the Gimel Chamuras that they were over b'bayis Rishon because the Torah was. Yeah. And then, by the
second
one was
second
one. Second one, second one. First one was second one. Yeah. The Upon him, it's not the mile of the Lamori right now, but the so the Torah, they didn't get punished for the Gimel Chamuras because the Torah was Magen. We know that Kinder Mitzvah Torah, or since they had Torah, they didn't get punished until then. But Acher She'ozvu as Torasi, like it says there in the Darim, Acher She'ozvu as Torasi, that's when they got punished for the Gimel Chamuros. Now, why or how did the Torah get lost from them, removed from them, to the point which they lost that shield of the Torah and they got punished for the Gimel Chamuros? Lefi shelo holchu bo, like it says there, lo holchu bo. So what's the remez of they didn't walk with the Torah? Because he says, Torah ain't a miskayemes el misha memes asmo aleha. So what does it mean to be memes on Torah? The hainu she osek bepilpul umaso maton. To have a back and forth in learning. Those who learn divrei Torah out of oneg, the einam yigayim bo, and aren't reaching out, aren't trying very hard, ein Torah miskayemes eslam. The Torah will not stick by them. Al kain amar v'lo holchu bo. That's why it says v'lo holchu bo. It says they didn't walk with it. What's a lomar shlo osku behilchos behilchos a Torah derech maso matan. They weren't osik b'torah in the way of a back and forth, because pilpul is connected to the concept of halicha, walking, moving. The Torah is moving when you're having a back and forth. And he says that's pshat shelo berchu Torah b'tchila. It's not the pshat just because it's ki habrocha hi lasok b'divrei Torah derech toreach davka. The whole pshat of lasok b'divrei Torah, the thing which shows a lack of chashivas of that, is I don't know if they made the bracha or not, but the point that he's making is that the purpose of the bracha is to be osek b'divrei Torah. Osek b'divrei Torah is davka b'derech toreach. Whether it's figurative or literally, to cause a sweat or to gain muscles from it, the point is it's work and it should make you tired. If not for that, then You lose Eretz Yisrael. The Gra in Mishle by Eishes Chayil on the pasuk of Lechem Atzlus Lo Sochel. So Lechem is referring to Torah, and if you do it in an Atzlus Dekoway Lo Sochel, which he says Derech Havara Bi Alma. If you just glance over it, you just do it in a passing way, then Lo Sochel, the Torah won't be Miskayim. He quotes also the Mishnah of Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. Kemach is you have to be Tochein Bechitin Yofa Yofa. You have to do a very careful job to get out the Kemach. So that's the connection to Torah. Im Ein Kemach, if you're not Tochein Yofa, so to Ein Torah, then you won't be Motzi the Din Bin Nachon. The same way you have to be very careful with Kemach to sift it well, so to by Torah, you have to sift through it well. The Panim Yafos, Bala Flaw, and the Pasuk of Bezeas Apecha Tocha Lechem, also says the same shot with the Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. That he says, even for one halacha, Tzricha Yigia Rabba, even for one halacha, you need to do a lot of work to get to the Omek of the Pshat. Now, what is the Schar for true learning? The same Chavetz Chaim in Shem Olam there, so he quotes the Gra, Shnos Eliyahu in Peya, that there's, this is also famous, that there's a mitzvah, you're Mekayim the mitzvah's Aseh, so, yeah,
kind of the mitzvah's asay of Torah for every word that you say. After we finish saying this Rambam and Taz, which are scary, Torah won't stick with you if you learn mitoch oneg, but what l'maisa is the schar if you do learn appropriately? So first of all, your mekayim mitzvahs asay with every word. Unbelievable. Very few mitzvahs where you can be mekayim so many mitzvahs asays one after the next. And the Mishnah and the Chofetz Chaim, based on that gra, wants to explain the pasuk. The last Mishnah in Uktzin, everyone knows the pasuk of Lahanchil Oavayesh Ve'otrosem Amalei. Right? It says there that Tzadikim are Yoresh 310, Gamachi of Yesh 310 Olamos. This pasuk means Lahanchil Oavai, to bequeath to my loved ones, Yesh, there's plenty of room, Ve'otrosem Amalei, their storehouses will be full. So he's bothered. Could it really be possible? She'ain. There's not enough room, that Kosh Baruch Hu does not prefer to give a good nachla to those who love him. But the pshat is, he says, Ohavai refers to people who are dveikin b'Torah. I mean, if you're dovek b'Torah, you'll be dovek b'Kosh Baruch Hu. That's Ohavai. Love Hashem through dveikus b'Torah. So their schar has no limits, because somebody who is dovek b'Torah, every word that he says creates a malach, and through his learning he could become kama v'kama alofim b'chol yom, create tens of thousands of malachim every day. So on that, neither Kosh Baruch Hu to say l'hancho b'yesh, don't worry. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't have gvulim, and he can give yesh, there's plenty of room even for all of your treasures that you make through Talmud Torah. And then there he says, "Ve'otrosem amalei," your storehouses will be full. So he gives a mashal. He says, somebody who makes a chasna for his son, so if more people came than you expected, or a lot of people came, and there's a limit to the food, there's a limit to the area, so the derech of the father will be, okay, cut off some food. We're not going to offer chicken and meat for everybody. You know what, you take a half piece of chicken, you only get the potatoes. The derech is, you make room for everybody to come, and if the food's not the best, so you downsize the portions. But we know by Beis HaMikdash it's not that way. By Beis HaMikdash, when everyone was Ola Beriyas and Nes, the Beis HaMikdash fit room for everybody. So too, Otrosem Amalei, there will be don't be concerned that there's not enough room in the Otsar. There's plenty of room in the Otsar for because the Kosh Baruch Hu works without Gevulim. We'll be Misayim with Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Also kosher to Kiddushin, which you're learning, of Torah Dileihu. So Rava says Nevozar Daf Yotes Ma'alef B'tchila Nikres Oshmo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah in the beginning is called on the name of Hashem, but Sof Nikres Oshmo. The end is called on the person who's learning name. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? B'Torah Hashem Chetzo V'Soraso Yegei Yomam V'Laila. It starts off B'Torah Hashem Chetzo, learning Torah Hashem. U'V'Soraso, and with his Torah, meaning the person who's learning, Yege Yomam Valayla. Now, what kind of Torah are we talking about here? Zogt Rashi, Oso Talmud Shetorach Bo. Rashi uses that lashon of Torah, which is associated with Amelus and Yegia. If you're Torah, unbelievable thing, if you're Torah B'Torah, if you're Amelim B'Torah, the Torah becomes yours. Whatever that means, the Torah becomes yours. It's Gevaldik Zechus, we can learn Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. If you're learning Torah by Amelos, even without being Mechayish and Chidushim, if you learn it with Tirch of Amelos, the Torah is called yours. Maybe, you could say Pshah in that Pasuk and Bechukosai. Saite Lechu, Saite Vesmosadai, Sheshmar, Vasisim Osam. Pashu Pshah, Vasisim Osam is, and you do the mitzvahs. Vasisim means Vikiyamtem Osam. But Asiya maybe means Derech Mamish. That either, you could say one of two pshatim, Al Derech, what the Chavetz Chaim said before about through learning you create a malach with every word, Chasayte Lechu, Yarmelim B'Torah, Vasisim Osam. You'll make them malach. Or, what we said now, Asiya Torah Atzma. the Torah becomes yours through the Tircha. And to you, Dafka, but this pasuk, to Amelim B'Torah, V'asisim Osam. It's not that you were Mekayim, but Asiyam Mamish. Asisim Osam, you made the Torah. You made these words. This is your Torah. Kaviyachol Shulchan B'Kosh Baruch. Okay, listen. Yitz Hashem, should be Zochet to be Kone Torah Mamish. Are they Derech Tircha, V'Amelis, Lom Mitocha, Idun? And Yitz Hashem, we should be... Yitz Hashem, you want to make this from here, V'Amelim?
There's a different way to be kind of Torah.